and 3 edition. Now, on Monday, I had Mike Hansen on. He's done a lot of camera work for me. He snuck into Bohemian Grove with me. The only person other than myself to ever get in and get out with footage. Of course, we both had hidden cameras. Mike has gone to urban warfare training operations with me, where the Marines are publicly training to put you and your family in camps with foreign troops. The role players are screaming, I'm an American, no, not the camp. And Mike has helped run one of my TV shows for several years. And he's running a fireworks stand in South Austin to raise money to run for political office. He got record number of votes running for county commissioner, but lost. Now he's, because it's a Democrat area, he ran as a Republican but got record votes. Now he's running as a Democrat because it doesn't matter. He's a patriot or a constable. And what a better place, getting a better place for Mike than as a constable, because he's against the police state, but he's also against criminals of any type. His brother's a police officer as well, a veteran police officer here on the force with a great record. And Mike is asleep in a loaned camper next to the fireworks stand. And we told the story of the guys breaking in. Mike comes out, holds him at gunpoint in his underwear. He's got him by the side of the highway, asking for help. Nobody will stop. Finally, somebody calls the police, and they come. And Mike was surprised because we read all the news articles where they arrest people for defending their family, even in their own homes, but that's New York and Massachusetts, and but now it's even happening in places like Alabama. It's getting weirder and weirder. But now Mike said that he just got a visit from the Travis County Sheriff's Department thanking him because this solved 20 robberies. So Mike, to give us a recap of something good the police did, we want to commend them when they do something good. Mike's voice is shot from telling this story on local TV and on some other radio shows and everybody calling and wanting to know. And the reason I'm bringing Mike back up is because I see these articles, I don't know, dozens of them a day. KeepAndBearArms.com posts dozens a day because the viewers of the site can post links to mainstream news articles of an old lady defending herself, a family defending themselves, a grizzly bear attacking somebody defending themselves, a woman jogging who's been raped before, the same guy comes back, she blows him away. I never spend enough time on this, but here's a case right here in Austin. Mike, recapping the story and then what the police said when they came out. Good to have you on the show, Mike.
All from your radio show, Alex. So my voice is shot. But Monday morning, I was asleep at 4:30 in the morning, and we did have another woman and a man sleeping on the property, too, in their van. And I heard something over the baby monitor that we used. This is a big factory outlet here. It's about 100-foot... foot. It's not an average fireworks stand. It's a huge one. You've been here, Alex. We have over $50,000 worth of stuff here now, ready to sell it for the 4th of July. So it's a huge operation out here, and we usually have like 20 to 40 volunteers a night, but they all leave like at midnight. But since I've been on your radio show, we've had people come out here and back up to the stand where nobody and spend the night since it's happened, so I sure appreciate everybody that's pitched in here. I was sleeping and I heard something that was it wasn't too loud, but it didn't sound right, so I really didn't think nothing of it. I thought it would be a dog or a possum or something, so I just grabbed the gun. I didn't even bother getting dressed. I didn't take my cell phone. That was a mistake.
And Mike,
so
you're also getting your concealed carry, but you don't have it yet. What firearm did you have?
This is a borrowed one from one of the security people out here. It's a Browning 9mm. I guess
okay,
you saw it.
So what happens next?
Well, I the RV is sitting where I can see the front of the building. And I can't see in the back. So when I went around to the back of the building, I saw a car parked the wrong way on the Twin Creek Road out here. It was parked the wrong way. And I said, well, maybe they broke down. Let me go see if I can help them. I got about halfway down the building, and I saw that they had cut the fence. And then when I got a little bit farther, I seen that they were loading as much stuff as they could. And I'm not talking about just little firecrackers. They were loading the $100 items, big two professional type things in the car. And So when I saw that, I ran up to the fence and I pointed, I took the safety off and put my finger on the trigger and I said, you better get on the ground. I said a few other choice words and they did, get on the ground. And then I heard something else in the building and I said, the next person that comes out of that building's a dead man. And so they didn't come out of there. And so I stood out there for 10 minutes in my underwear on the side of the street, with two people on the ground and the other one didn't come out. And then finally a truck came by and I was begging him to call the police because I had no way to call him. And I was yelling for the other woman and man, but they had their window rolled up. It was about, 100 feet from where I was. And, then he wouldn't stop. He just went, he didn't pay attention. It was like nothing. What's happening? He just went on by and would not stop. And then at about the same time, another car came by from the opposite direction. They wouldn't stop. So I said, well, this is not going to work. I'm not going to stand out here all night. So I tell, they kept telling me, stop pointing the gun at me. Stop pointing the gun at me. I said, I'm going to point this gun until the sheriff gets here.
Hey, Mike,
I guarantee you that.
Mike, are you there?
Yeah.
And we've gone over that. And so the police came. They said good job. You were surprised by that because we've seen the other activities. This same sheriff's department raids whole neighborhoods with the army and then says we don't need warrants, but that's the sheriff giving these orders as part of the multi-jurisdictional task force. But the reason I had you back on the show is because you got a visit from the Travis County Sheriff's Department saying good job, and we want to commend them for encouraging citizens to defend their life, liberty, and property. And you did a great job. So tell us what happened. You said about eight different police cars showed up that night. They said good job. But now.
Well, it took them till 8 o'clock in the morning to inventory all the stuff they had in that night. They had been out on a crime spree all night long, stealing from people and robbing people. And yesterday in the afternoon, the shift supervisor of the day shift of the Travis County Sheriff's Department came out, and I didn't know what it was about. I've heard all these stories where people get arrested and stuff for defending their property. So we always kind of standoffish. And he got out of his car, so I went and met him, and I shook his hand and said, "I'm Mike Hansen." And he says, "Yeah, I came out here to shake your hand and tell you thank you so much that that they had robbed 20 people that night, and they're going to be able to solve the case." And he wanted to follow up on everything, and so I was just real proud about that. So.
And they need to get about 10, 15 years in prison. The problem is that some little pothead with a bag of weed is going to get 5 years hard labor, and these guys will probably get a month in the county jail.
Well, we all have liberty until you violate somebody's property or their person. That's the way I believe.
Well, absolutely.
I'll defend everybody's bill of rights as the next constable, but if you violate somebody or somebody's property, I think that's wrong.
Well, it certainly is. That's what the government was supposed to do before, serve the people, and it's been warped and deformed. But it's the citizen that stops crime. The police will tell you this more often, about five times more often than police do. And the highest crime rates are areas where they've disarmed the people, like New York, like Chicago, like Los Angeles. And I just want to just add you back up because he came out and thanked you. And he was also probably making sure you testify in court, correct?
Well, I think it's because of shows like yours airing here in Austin and the Access TV that is that you do here in Austin. Because I had a meeting with the assistant police chief, and I told him that these black ski masks that we have on tape, we went down there, got on tape, and no name tags are not going to do it. I mean, we have got to have our police where we can identify them, and we need to turn them back into police peace officers.
Or their secret police.
He told me, Mike, I promise you that there's going to be no more black ski masks, and everybody will have name tags. So I think it does make a difference when you speak out, Alex.
It does. There's just not enough of us doing it. In fact, they were out there in black ski masks and helmets beating people up. You'd have one bad cop out of 10, but still, and now they're getting sued, and cops got caught on their own surveillance camera tapes beating innocent people up. Then they lied in reports. Now they're in trouble. But after we complained, they were out there the next night or 2 days later with the ski mask off, still covering the badges. We complained about that. Now their badges are visible. But the problem is enough Americans are not involved.
I agree with you.
Well, we need to do more of that. And, Mike, I'm glad that everything went well. So these guys, did the
and
police officer...
And good cops like my brother, Bill Hansen, here in Austin, when they report cops, they get transferred out. Instead of the bad cop getting in trouble, they transfer him. He's been in that area for 8 years in a good area, and they transfer him to a bad area. That's the punishment you get if you complain about a bad cop.
Yeah, sweeping corruption under the rug only makes it fester.
Well, I sure appreciate everything you do, Alex.
Appreciate you coming on, Mike. One last question. I'm going to go to these calls and cover final news. One last question for you, Mike. Sheriff's deputy that came out to thank you, he said they'd robbed 20 people that night?
That's right. And probably, if they've been doing it all that night, you can imagine. This was like a gang of thugs. So if they had been doing that that night, you can sure that they had been. As a matter of fact, one of the victims called me this morning, too, and said that he saw the video on TV of the person that did it, and that was the one that he saw that broke into his truck.
Now,
the victims are recognizing this gang of thugs. Now,
Mike, I know we have video of this, and I know we've aired it on some of our shows, but I'm trying to understand here. I haven't seen all the video. I've been watching the shows. Haven't had time. You say that you've got video of these guys' faces
in
the news.
I got video. Jimmy Ritter came out within 10 minutes and started getting video of all of the stuff. They had all the stereos and camcorders.
Okay, one guy's a white guy. Hold on. One guy's a white guy. The other guy's Hispanic. What color's the guy that got away?
I have no idea because when I marched them back, I figured out now when I marched them back to the RV to call the police, I think the other one ran out of the back door of the stand.
Well, I'm just wanting to get a description.
He got away with over $30 in cash that we had in.
Yeah,
we always send the money to the bank at night.
Stand, Mike. I'm trying to get to this point. I'm trying to find out who the other guy is so they can catch him. Hey, listen,
well,
Mike.
I'm sure they're going to catch him. The man that came out, the sheriff that came out yesterday said that they're almost sure that they're going to be able to get him because the other ones are going to tell off on him.
All right, thanks, Mike.
God bless you.
You bet. And folks, somebody's robbing video cameras and fireworks stands and cars is bad enough. But, I mean, we have a government that runs the stock exchange and the Chicago Mercantile, and it's a giant scam. The speculation, the currency speculation, it's all a giant scam. It's totally staged. And, that's the real crimes. You want to know what the real crimes are? And the Second Amendment is defending against the common street thug that Mike was defending against and against organized crime and government, the most dangerous type because of the size and scope and the mechanized fashion. And I'm going to go to Al in Illinois here in a second, but let me cover this now. This is out of the Associated